Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're walking through 2 Samuel, and we find ourselves in chapters 15 and 16. And over the next few chapters, we will read of David's encounters with individuals as he is fleeing away from Jerusalem and his own son Absalom is trying to conquer him. And then as David returns to Jerusalem, we'll see some encounters with individuals. And it seems that the author is highlighting the faith of David through these encounters with these people. The first encounter involves this man named Ittai, who was not a Jew, but rather from Gath. He was a Philistine. He was in that company of men who had seen the bravery, the boldness, the wisdom of David that we read about towards the end of 1 Samuel. And Ittai decides to join David's forces because he believes in David. So as the household of David is marching past him, David sees Ittai and suggests that Ittai turn around and join forces with Absalom. It may be that David questions the loyalty of Ittai, a Philistine, or it may be that David is testing the loyalty of Ittai. Or even, it may be that David is being gracious to him, telling him that he doesn't need to get mixed up in David's affairs right now. And in response, we hear this Ruth-like answer from Ittai. And he says, "As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, where my lord the king shall be, whether for death or for life, there also will your servant be." Ittai, with all of his men, and all of his children, and all of his men's children, he's pledged his life to David. Well, why do we have this little episode? I can't help but think that we are to see that sometimes our greatest encouragement comes from unexpected people. Absalom, the king's son, has rebelled against the king. Ahithophel, the great counselor of David, has abandoned him. Many men of Israel have been led astray by Absalom, but Ittai, a foreigner, has pledged his life to King David. I can't imagine what this might have done to bolster David's faith. We all need friends, don't we, who believe in us. And sometimes the most loyal of friends come at the most unexpected time and do not look like what we might have imagined. And I can't help but wonder if you need to be that type of friend to someone in your life. As you pray today, please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our national changemakers in Portugal. And also remember the Ngoremi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.